Okay, we're on Nun Dalet Amud Beis, the top. Man Tana de Poli Galeid Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Akiva holds that something that a shliach would ask about, even though it's not mamish the same min, the Gabi Nidorim is considered the same min. So who's the Tana who argues on Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Shimon Gamlieli. The Tanya. And then the Mishnah Rabbi Akiva is talking about pumpkins and vegetables. And in the Bryce, as we saw, he's talking about liver and meat. So now we'll see. The Tanya, Hanodr min abosar. Person made a neder not to eat meat. So asar b'chol min abosar. He can't eat any kinds of meat. It's flesh of the animal. V'asar b'rosh. He also can't eat the head, which doesn't have meat. Has mostly skin on it or whatever. U'baraglayim. Same thing with the feet. Uvekane, the windpipe, uvekaved, the liver, ubalev, the heart, which are all organs, not mamish meat, but lamaisa, they're included in meat. Uvaofos, also not chicken, umutter vabosar dagim vechagovin, but the meat does not include fish or locusts. Rav Shimgam Lilomer, hanodim in habosar, osar b'chol mine basar. And Rav Shimon Gamliel argues, and he holds that you're only osir with regular flesh. Umutter barosh uvraglayim uvakana the koved ubalev uvaofos the ain tzorich lomar basar dagim vechagovin. And he holds you're also mutter and all these other things, because even though a shliach would say, look, I can't find meat, but I found these. So according to Rabbi Akiva, these would be included in meat. Lagabe, what the Rav Shimon Gamliel holds are not included. The chain hoy Rav Shimon Gamliel omer kirbayim lav basar, right? The organs, the inner organs of an animal, are not called basar. Va'ochleim lav bar inish, and a person who eats them is not a mensch. And we're just going to discuss what that means. What does that mean? Ochleim lav bar inish. Ochleim ki basar le'inyan zvine lav bar inish. Person who has money and he can buy meat, and instead he buys these things, is not a mensch. That's people don't act like that. He's not like from the yishuv. Rashi. B'chol minei basar, bein behema bein chaya. Kol minei basar means the flesh of any animal, a behema or a chaya. Also barosh, the chol hani minei basar inu v'afilu kovet. According to Rabbi Akiva, these are also included in the umbrella of basar. Rav Shimon omer mutar barosh, dikasover lav mina de basar hay. They're not included. Avol bekirbayim akol modu de min basar havo, hal the ishbahu shuman tvei mikol hanach, meirosh, vekoved, velev. Behind the polygalade, Rabbi Akiva, dikasover koved lav min basar, Rabbi Akiva sover minehu. So this is what's it called. Everybody agrees though that the innards do have fat on them, they are considered flesh. But all these other parts are not considered flesh according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, and according to Rabbi Akiva they are. The chain hoy Rav Shimon omer shmai sachrisi kirbayim lav basar v'ochlein lav bar noshu v'armin lamai hilchasa kirbayim lav hove ha'armin la'el gabin adorim osar b'chol mine basar v'lo hotzi kirbayim. Over there, kirbayim is not one of the things that's excluded, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. So what does it mean it's not basar? The commentary, it's the high ochleim lav bar noash linyin zvine. Shakone kirbayim bidmei basar, shiochel liknos habasar, the kone kirbayim lav bar noashu, the botle daito eitzokol ben adam. It's not a ben adam, he's not a man, it's a person who spends the same, buys kirbayim for the same price he could have bought meat, so he's doing something that's not normal. It's not normal, that's what it means, not normal. Okay. Shmar says, "Maishno basar of letanakama de aser de avid shlicha de mimlachalei basar dagim nami avid shlicha de ilom mashkach bisra mimlachalei de amar ilom mashkach ne bisra aisi dagim." So the litzur, this should be aser. Now, what's the difference between chicken that is considered meat according to the Tanakama and fish is not? L'chore, if it depends on what a shliach, right, would come back and say, look, I couldn't find you any meat, but I have this chicken. Then he would say the same thing about fish. So why isn't fish included too? Omer Abai, going Shehekis Dam, talking a special case, where that day he let blood. The Lo Ochel Dagim, because it's not healthy to eat fish the day that you let blood. So Vada, he didn't have in mind fish. But in a Chanami, in a regular, normal case, fish would be included also in Basar, even though it's not meat, but it's something at least that a Shliach would say, I couldn't find meat, but there's fish. Where it says, Yehochi Afilu Ofas Nami Lo, Lo Ochel. If that's the case, it's talking Dafka on a day that he let blood. And because fish is not healthy to eat the day you let blood, then chicken's also not, what's it called, not healthy. The Omer Shmuel, the Masucher, the Ochel Bisra, the Tzafra, the Tzipra, Porach Libe Kitzipora. A person who lets blood, and he eats fowl, he eats chicken, right? His heart, what's it called, flies away like a chicken. Not good. He'll faint. It's not good. It's not healthy. So if we're talking about the day that he lets blood, and that's why he didn't include fish, so he shouldn't have included chicken either. Etanya, ein mekizim lo al hadag, lo al dagim, lo al ofos. You not make his dam and eat after it, not fish and not the chicken. The lo al basar maliach, and not on salted meat, pickled meat. Betanya, heikis dam lo yochal lo chola, velo gvina, velo beitzin, velo shachalayim, velo ofos, velo basar maliach. And we have another brayso that says the same thing. The day that you mak his dam, don't eat milk or cheese or eggs or shachalayim is what?
It translates
cress. Cress? Okay. Whatever that is. Cress or cress is some kind of lettuce. And not birds. And not pickled meat. So you see that what it is talking about, the reason that fish is not included in his nether is because he wouldn't have mentioned fish the day that he was makers dam, then fowls also shouldn't be included in his nether. Or says, no, shani ofos to efshay de shlika. Enachinami, it's not healthy to eat chicken, but if you overcook the chicken, it's okay to eat on the day that you make his dam. So therefore, he had in mind chicken also when he said basar, even though it was a day he was making his dam. But fish, no way is it a healthy to eat fish. So he surely didn't have fish in mind. But if it wasn't a day he was making his dam, then lechora is asur both in fish and in chicken. Abaya omar kagon de kaivin le ene. Talking of the case that the guy has eye problems. His eyes hurt. The dagim koshim le naim. And then only fish is bad for the eyes, but chicken is not. Versus Yehochi Ochel Dagim, right? Lechor, if that's the case, he should, what's it called, should eat the fish. Fish is good for, there's another source where fish is good for your eyes, if you have pains in your eyes. The Ha'omer Shmuel, Nun Samechayin. There's a hint from the letters in the Aleph Beis. Nun in Aramaic means a fish, and Samechayin means it supports your eyes. So fish makes your eyes better, right? Nun asam leinayim. Where it says ahu sof uchla, that's at the end of the disease, the end of the sickness. At the end of the sickness, it's good to eat fish and it'll help your eyes. But in the beginning of the sickness of your eyes, eating fish makes things worse. So it's talking in a case where the guy started to have an eye problem, and then fish for sure you don't eat, but what's it called? But chicken you could eat. Chicken's not a problem. Not talking about a day you were making his dam, but it's a day that you had eye problems. And the eye problems just started. They're not ending. Rashi. Okay. The Ovid Shliach de Mimlechalei. The Chila lo Mashkach Bisra, if you won't find regular meat, Mimlachale the Balabayas, for Omar Lomashkach Nabisra. He comes back to the Balabayas. He says, I couldn't find any meat. Elabasar Oaf, there's chicken. Right? Lahachi Asr Deminehu. Therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's under the umbrella of meat. Dagim Nami, if that's the case, fish also. The Shliach would come back and say, I couldn't find any meat, but there's fish. The Litzruva, my mutter, Babasar Dagim. Going to hake his dam, Bishas HaNeder. The day that he made the nether, he was make his dam. Since that day you don't eat fish, he didn't have in mind fish
when he asher. You only have asher something that you could eat. But if you couldn't eat anyway, you didn't have that in mind. The chlal, what's it called, the shliach, would not come back and say, I found fish. He knows that this guy must make his dam that day. Fish is not an option. I feel the ofos nami. If that's the case, then chicken shouldn't be an option either. Because the day you make his dam, you don't eat chicken either. The lava daiti the ofos nader. The lo mimlechale, kiven the lo ochel ofos hashtal ishtere. Where it says, no, shani ofos sheefshalu betakan telakosa, the efshalu ochlen le shlika. Chicken's only not good if it's cooked regular on a day that you're making dam. But if you cook it excessively, then it's okay to eat on the day you're making dam. And therefore, the person had in mind chicken also, that the shliach would have come back and said, I can't find regular meat, this chicken, and you could prepare it in such a way that it won't hurt you. If in some way you could prepare it and eat it, then he had in mind to ask her that too. He's going to kindly end. The one says, no, it's talking about a different case. Talking where he has eye trouble, not where he was makes dam. Makes dam in a chanami. Both chicken and fish is no good. But when you have eye trouble, fish is bad, but chicken is good. B'shas ha-neder, the dogim kashin le'naim. The chol milay lo havi motzi lemechol another el adaiti the midi the motzi lemechol. When you make a nether asering something, it's only something that you could eat, but something you're not going to eat anyway. You don't have in mind to aser. Lahachi adagim shari umin haofas aser nun samachayin. I the Gemara says that fish is good for your eyes. Besofuchla besofacholi. That's when the disease of the eye, the problem, the sickness is going away. It's at the end of its term. Shikvar overs man maruba shechoshes beinov the hosam sam tov lekeiv hoinayim. Then it's good to use fish. It helps to finish off the disease. V'hayde katoni dagim koshim leinayim. When it says that dagim are not good for the eyes, betchilas uchla. That's when kishehischel lashes beinov. When you've started to have the problem. V'shas ha-neder havitchilas uchla. And it's talking in a case where when he made the nether, he was starting to have eye trouble. And then he didn't think about eating fish at all, and therefore he didn't include that in what he's answering. Shabbos. What?
Whatever everybody says.
A person says, I'm not going to eat this, right? That's only things that he would have eaten, right? But he doesn't have in mind something that he personally wouldn't eat. He's the one who's making the net.